The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, from a shortage of cans, as Rick mentioned, to another item that's in short supply because of the pandemic, there's a lot of concern about the slim pickings of chips. No, not Friday night chips, but computer chips. Liam Burke, editor of Silicon Republic, has been digging into the data for us.
We're running low on computer chips, the teeny tiny bit of tech that powers your electronics. Yes, chips go with everything.
Yum!
Computers, games consoles.
It's me, Mario!
Smartphones. Smart TVs, smart watches, smart toys. All those gadgets powering your smart home. And cars. Car makers, especially, have had to make a pit stop without a steady supply of computer chips. The modern vehicle is surprisingly dependent on computing power to hit the road. Cars use computer chips for everything, from management of engines for better fuel economy to driver assistance features such as emergency braking. And car makers are really hungry for chips right now. The consumer electronics and smartphone industries buy more advanced, higher margin chips. So when there's a shortage, they're the ones chip makers will prioritise. Meanwhile, Volkswagen, Ford and General Motors have all cut output while the chips are down. Though it can't be said these manufacturers have been caught off guard. PC makers started warning of a tight supply in early 2020, which is why, while some people were stockpiling toilet roll at the start of the pandemic...
A Bankstown mother and daughter have been charged after a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths.
Some companies were stockpiling semiconductors. Like with many problems of the past year, COVID is a culprit. First, factories in China were shuttered, and so chip sales to manufacturers stuttered. This sudden drop in demand for chips rippled around the manufacturing world. And while some manufacturers began hoarding components, others pulled back on orders, just as many of us began working and learning from home.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. I'm learning.
And there lies the twist. Demand for laptops, webcams, keyboards, monitors, smart TVs, games consoles and tablet computers went through the roof. Analysts thought, sure, who'd be buying a new smartphone during a global crisis? But Apple's 5G iPhone proved them wrong. Just as unexpectedly as it dropped off, demand for chips started to take off once again. Which brings us to the chip crunch we are experiencing now. And it's not as delightful and delicious as it sounds. Those who can't get their hands on precious chips are struggling. The shortage is expected to wipe out $61 billion in sales for car makers alone. And this blight could spread to consumer electronics, such as smartphones and games consoles, which could see shortages or even price hikes.
$5,000?
You only have 10 seconds to decide, sir.
This is the best computer in the world and always will be, right?
Absolutely. Just run the deed to your house through here.
So why don't we just start making more chips? If only we could. Businesses all over the world are heavily reliant on a few key companies to deliver their chips. Specifically, TSMC and United Microelectronics in Taiwan and Samsung in South Korea. Their manufacturing power combined simply can't satisfy the overwhelming global need for chips.
Hey, the Dukes are trying to corner the market.
They know something. I can feel it.
Let's get in on it.
So what does that mean? A chip race. In the coming years, hundreds of billions is expected to be spent by governments and corporations to take the lead on chips and build new foundries. In the US, the Biden administration has already proposed a $12 billion plant for TSMC in Arizona, and Samsung could be tempted to Texas. The same two companies are also being courted by the EU. I suppose one good offshoot is that fewer chips in the world might slow down any fervent rollout of chips inside us.
The machinery of the V-chip is very simple. It is placed under the child's skin, where it emits a small shock of electricity whenever an obscenity is uttered.
There's only one kind of chip that's good for that, and that's me, off to Burdocks, because I'm starving.
Liam Burke.